May God bless you and watch over you, dear family. Mother Claire began, Lord, I want so badly to comfort you, but I feel so shallow and unfeeling. Oh, Lord, I have so much to learn. It is a given, my love. Anyone who truly loves me will eventually be drawn into my suffering heart. Please, Lord, help us all to have a heart that is alive with compassion. How terrible the sufferings of war. Listen, my bride, it is difficult for anyone who has not experienced war to empathize with those in the throes of it. Do not expect too much from yourself and others. Rather, cry out to me, Lord, please give us a heart for others. Make our hearts soft and pliable to know the proper response. It must come from the heart. Jesus, change me. I hate my lukewarm heart. Please give me a heart for all souls. What you ask is not so easy, but I will try. Horrific. War is nothing short of horrific. My children, you have not yet found yourself in the throes of war, but it is coming to your continent. I hate war. It is the work of Satan to bring pain and sorrow and utterly destroy all that is good, leaving man stripped totally of dignity, resources, loved ones. Oh, Claire, it is devastating. Yet I still love my people, those on both sides. For Satan has his recruits who are blind from childhood to what they are actually doing. This is the tragedy. Young ones who have never known what love is about. There are only two ways in Islam, hatred and murder. Achievable goals satisfying the lust for destruction the destroyer has. It won't be long now, my dove. But Lord, you've given me so much to do. Do what you can. Do it with all your heart. I want all of you praying in tongues for 1 hour substantially. You are missing a great deal of grace and fire by not engaging in substantial tongues. I will show you many things when you apply yourself and press in with these prayers. Lift the whole world up, Claire. The world is in need of your prayers and your brothers and sisters. They have been lulled to sleep because bombs are not exploding nearby. Lord, you told me to fast, but I am so very weak. Can you please strengthen us? Please speak to me, Lord. Please. You can see that I'm quite literally on the edge, and I so want to pray with serious attention. Offer this weakness to me. It is a meaningful suffering. Offer all the feelings attached to it, and I will be pleased with your offering. But I feel so weak and limp. How can that have any value? My love, sometimes this state is much more powerful than when you feel really connected. It is the widow's mite. I am with you, whether you feel pitiful or powerful. In fact, your pitiful offering means a great deal to me. Listen, my chosen ones, fight your way out of this oppression by clinging to me during worship. You have no concept of how much grace that wee bit of an offering is actually doing for those despairing of life. Trust me and put yourself into it. Do you think I felt powerful on the cross? And yet that was the sacrifice that wiped away all your sins and opened the door of heaven for you. Man does not judge as I judge. Give it your all, every last crumb, and someday you will see the results of that wee bit, and it will truly shock you. I love you, and I am with you, and I am pleased with all of your efforts. Amen.